1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has died, once considered summer's poet laureate. I wish they Boys' hits included California Girls and Good Vibrations.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Here's Deborah Rodriguez.
When Brian Wilson was being honored at the Kennedy Center in 2008, folk singer Art Garfunkel called him
our Mozart of rock and roll.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
It was recognition of a career that began more than four decades earlier in Southern California, where a young Wilson joined his brothers, Carl and Dennis, cousin Mike Love, and friend Al Jardine to form the Beach Boys.
He was 82. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The budget battle continues. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Governor Tony Evers is lying when he says Republicans wouldn't agree to meaningful investments in education, childcare, and the UW system. Voss says Republicans are willing to make investments, just not the amount Evers wants. The Evers administration says the governor compromised on tax cuts, expecting compromise from Republicans in return. Savannah Tomei-Olsen reports.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, but also childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions in that part of DADCAP. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today in Milwaukee. A recap tonight. Last night, the crew with a 4-1 win over Atlanta, thanks to home runs from Jake Bowers, Jackson Chourio, and six solid innings pitched by 24-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester.
The cutter, you know, at the top was really good today. And, you know, having that confidence in that pitch gave me some confidence. I was able to execute more often than not.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, the kid has just been getting better and better. It's credit to the front office for really picking this kid out specifically, saying we got a chance. I remember like 3 weeks before we got him, they've done their research, and it's great to see it happen.
NFL, day two of the Packers' minicamp in Green Bay. Now that Jaire Alexander's been released, the team taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton as a possible defensive back in practice. In golf, Division I State High School Golf Tournament in Madison, Peyton Elbers, a junior from Wanakee, the winner after a three-hole playoff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and summer-like, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Showers and storms hold off until after midnight tonight, but they could linger early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, more could spark up tomorrow afternoon, and temps slide to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Does President Trump have legal authority to send in troops when the governor doesn't ask for it? Jim Santel will break that down. Also, Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlone. We talk sports with J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Smithsonian is now in the crosshairs of the racist, revisionist, neo-fascist MAGA movement. It has 21 museums and the National Zoo. That's the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Trump has gone to war with them. You know, how dare you talk about the genocide of Native Americans? How dare you talk about the Holocaust of black people and the legacy of slavery? How dare you, elevate women? It's just like, if it's not about white men, particularly Confederate white men, as Trump made that point yesterday before the military when he got soldiers to cheer for Robert E. Lee, the man who killed more Americans than any other dictator in history. Keep in mind, the South at that point was not the United States. They had seceded from the United States. They were a foreign nation attacking us. And yet Trump and his guys are still embracing these traitors. But anyhow, the Smithsonian, he's gone to war with Kim Sagitt, who is the director of the National Portrait Gallery. He demanded that Kim be fired, saying that this was in Truth Social, saying that, you know, he's got some problem with Director Sagitt. But the Smithsonian is pushing back. They're saying, sorry, you can't fire our people. We have a board and, you know, we're semi-independent. And so keep an eye on this one. This is going to get wild, particularly given the history of the Native American and the African-American History Museum. My old friend Joe Madison, my late friend Joe Madison, very instrumental in raising money for that. These are two museums. Louise and I have been to most all of the Smithsonians from the 7 years we lived in D.C. And it's just an amazing system. Even the Museum of Natural History, there's a display about human history and climate change that was weirdly funded by the Koch brothers, that kind of makes it look like, well, climate change has always been with us. What are you so hysterical about? Which is kind of weird, but at least they're talking about climate change. But expect big changes at the Smithsonian, or expect some real serious fireworks. Keep an eye on this one. Another problem, I've not heard people raising this as a probability. Again, if Democrats were doing this, you know Republicans would be freaked out. But because it's Republicans doing it and Democrats tend to be timid, sadly, there hasn't been the kind of pushback that there should have been. But what we have out here are federal agents, most of them ICE, but also Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, FBI, DEA. I mean, there's a bunch of different federal agencies that have been showing up to support these so-called immigration operations where they're They're looking for people, or where they're actually taking people who have permission to be in the United States, who are in the middle of the process of trying to get a green card or trying to get even their citizenship, and simply stopping that process, arresting them and deporting them. And these agents, in many cases, in fact, apparently in most cases now, this has become the norm rather than the exception, are covering their faces so they can't be identified, and tearing off or covering up their identification badges. So you don't know their badge number, you don't know their name, you can't take a picture of their face, you have no idea who these faceless people are. And, I mean, you know, number one, of course, this is just a cardinal characteristic of a fascist regime. This, you know, throughout history, this is what happens. Number two, psychology tells us that when people feel like they can operate with impunity, they can operate anonymously, and anybody who's been on Twitter knows exactly what I'm talking about, or Facebook for that matter, that when people feel that they're anonymous and people will never figure out who they really are, they behave badly. And so giving these officers who are carrying lethal weapons, and weapons that can inflict enormous pain, from tear gas to batons to, you know, zip ties that they can put on super tight, to give them anonymity is to radically increase the probability that you're going to see police brutality. And in fact, we are, in my opinion. I mean, you had a British photographer day before yesterday, had his leg ripped open, a big piece of his leg muscle just torn away by a bullet fired by one of these foam-tipped bullets fired apparently by Los Angeles police officers. But the big thing that nobody has been mentioning is the fact that it's now normal for police not to identify themselves, not to answer questions, not to be identifiable. The fact that that is now the new normal means it's really simple for people to go online and buy an ICE vest or a police vest or a security vest and a gaiter, you know, something to conceal their identity, and, you know, a fake badge if they really, you know, want to lay it on thick, and just, you know, like walk into a store and say, empty your cash register. Or, hey, look at this, brown skin people, let's tie them all up and then empty the cash register. I mean, you know, robberies, rapes, murders, people dressed like this going into Hispanic neighborhoods and threatening women if they don't submit sexually to deportations. I mean, all of this kind of stuff should have been predictable. Well, here we are in Philadelphia. Fox 29 reported Monday that a man posing as an ICE officer wearing a tactical vest and a shirt labeled security, zip-tied the wrists of a cashier, a woman who is originally from the Dominican Republic, who has a green card. Excuse me. She's been a legal resident of the U.S. for 18 years. Came in, zip-tied her. She thought she was being deported until he opened the cash register and walked off with $1,000 in cash. It was a cash-only business. I'm guessing if it was cash-only business, I'm guessing it was probably a dispensary. Two men in South Carolina were arrested and accused of impersonating ICE officers. They accosted a Latino man driving a pickup truck and told him they were going to send him back to Mexico and then beat him up. In Florida, a Florida man harassed two Latino migrants in April, falsely claiming he was an ICE officer. He demanded that they prove their immigration status and threatened to deport them. This was just terrorism. Another ICE impersonation incidents have occurred in Florida, in California, and at Philadelphia's Temple University. This is going national. White racists, young white men who are just looking to have a good time, in their opinion. Hey, let's go out and terrorize some brown people. It's become a thing. In fact, it's become such a thing that the Attorney General of California, Rob Bonta, has issued a public warning to people. And here's the problem. You know, somebody shows up at your house or at your place of business and they're not wearing a uniform, they're wearing camouflage, they're not showing a name, they're not showing a badge, their face is covered, and they say, we're ICE, get on the floor. And what are you supposed to say? Prove that you're ICE?
The minute you do that, you get the crap kicked out of you. I mean, it's just so wrong. In a democratic republic, you should not have police who are concealing their identity. You will not find that in any European, Western European country. You will only find this sort of thing in Russia, in Hungary, in China, in North Korea. This is how dictatorships roll. And this is yet another way that crime is being enabled by Donald Trump, which shouldn't surprise us. After all, Donald Trump is a convicted criminal. He's a convicted felon. And he's been convicted of multiple crimes and different types of crimes. Now, some of his convictions were civil, so you don't call them convictions. You call them something else, found liable. But, you know, for sexual assault, for fraud, for stealing the 2016 election. I mean, keep in mind, the 34 felonies he was convicted of all had to do with trying to steal the 2016 election. Something that, for some reason, the media just never mentions. So here we are. Here we are. The criminal in chief creating a situation where criminals all across the country are like, hey, this is really cool. Let's do an ice raid on the local 7-Eleven and see how much money they've got in their till. Yeah. 16 minutes past the hour. One more story about Trump and Confederates, and I'll pick up your calls. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People and for democracy in America.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're following up on a story from last summer when Georgia's State Elections Board voted to allow county election board members to conduct their own investigations before certifying an election, potentially throwing the elections into chaos. The state Supreme Court threw out that and other fringe rules on June 10th. The Georgia Elections Board approved partisan, conspiracy-driven rules just 90 days before the 2024 election, including allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct their own reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule approved in September required a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Pro-voter groups challenged the rules, and last October, a district court judge ruled they were enacted too close to the election and were too disruptive. The Republican National Committee and the Georgia GOP appealed for an emergency order, which was declined until after the election. In a victory for voters, the Georgia Supreme Court found June 10th that most of the election board's new rules were not enabled by state statute. The court allowed surveillance cameras at drop boxes, but struck down most others, including reasonable inquiry investigations, post-election document examination, hand counting, and IDs for family members dropping off mail ballots. Two other rules were sent back to lower courts. We have the 96-page order at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys, but then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. So smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com, M-A-N-D-O. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com, shopmando.com.
They don't kick down the door with boots.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Rick in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Oh, I have a good idea for a protest flag.
Okay.
Take AI, the U.S. flag, replace the stars with a stalk of bananas.
As in Banana Republic.
Correct.
Yeah, I get it. Have you seen the flag? They were very popular in the early 2000s, where all the stars are replaced by various corporate logos.
I haven't seen that, but it would. I think people are really, they know what Banana Republic is, mm-hmm. and I think that would sink in. Now, Tom, I have another problem.
Taco would be another option.
I contributed $200, and I can't get access to paid subscriber.
Are you talking about my newsletter or the Free Speech TV or something else?
It was through your website, you know, become a paid subscriber, so it was newsletter. So.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know who to contact.
Drop a note to, if you go on HartmanReport.com, there's an About tab up at the top. And on that page, you will find the email address for Nigel Peacock, and he's the guy who does all our back office stuff. And he'll get it all set.
Okay, Nigel Peacock.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate your program. And these are very dangerous times we live in.
They absolutely are. Rick, thank you for the call. Michelle in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I have a bee in my bonnet. Oh. I've been watching the morning news. My husband's out of town, so I got nothing else to do. CNN, MSNBC, every day are saying, Democrats need to stop talking down to people. Mm. what did Democrats say that we're talking down? As a Democrat woman, Republicans talk down to us every day. I'm a loser because I have a student loan. I'm a libtard. I'm a snowflake. I'm anti-American. What are these people talking about? And can you please give me an example of when a Democrat said something derogatory towards an American voter?
Yeah, I can't. You know, this is a popular media.
I win meeting. Again.
Yeah, and I think it's coming out of the GOP. I think it's, this is the old Lee Atwater work the refs routine, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent point, Michelle.
Thank you. Have a good day. I had to get it off my chest.
Thanks. Okay, good talking to you. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Oh, as always. Hey, all this stuff is going out in Southern California right now. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and so 50 years ago, I went through military police school at Fort Gordon, Georgia. And considering the times, one of the things they taught us at military police school was in crowd control and riot control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everything was pretty much based around containment and dispersion. Now, the fact is this is completely what they are not doing out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, Tom, that if the brain trust that we have in Washington right now, if they had the ability to teach a bunch of Army privates how to do this correctly, you would think that they know that what they are doing is not correct.
And they know this, Bob. The word you didn't mention that should have been there is de-escalation. That's the exact prime directive.
They're trying
to do the exact opposite. They're trying to
jam
our conflict.
They are fanning the flames.
Yep.
That's all they're doing. They are stoking it. And it blows me away. Like I said, we can teach a bunch of Army privates how to do it, but these guys can't.
Trump did the same thing in 2020 during the George Floyd protests.
Yes, he did.
You know, he was here in Portland and up in Seattle. He had his goons kidnapping people off the streets and terrorizing them. And Fox was running. We had three city blocks here in Portland that were in trouble, as it were, you know, where there were... And they had that on a loop continuously, and now they've got this one car that was on fire. It looks like it was a police flashbang that set it off.
And just like that car, that's all they're doing is stoking the flames.
That's right. Because they want conflict because they want fascism, and they know that conflict provides an excuse for government crackdowns. Bob, thank you for the call. Thanks for pointing all that out. That was great. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Christy Noem and Pam Bondi would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome our pal and Key & Peele writer Rich Tallarico and Up North news editor Christina Laurie, and I talk fun Wisconsin stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. No school, no school lunches. But that doesn't mean kids will go hungry. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is making sure families that rely on free school food programs won't miss out over summer break. Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov.
And Governor Tony Evers announces a tourism hat trick in Wisconsin with the third record-breaking year in a row. Melissa Kay tells us more.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record-high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024.
And last week, the United States Supreme Court ruled that a Catholic charity in Wisconsin does not need to pay state unemployment taxes. The unanimous decision found that the state violated the Catholic Charity Bureau's religious freedom guarantee under the First Amendment. Wisconsin argued that the organization did not qualify for a tax exemption because their day-to-day work does not involve religious teachings, and a large portion of their funding comes from public sources. The organization argued their disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and summer-like, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Showers and storms hold off until after midnight tonight, but they could linger early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, more could spark up tomorrow afternoon, and temps slide to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, Trigney Olson join us for a Wednesday roundtable, along with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area for his new take on Governor Evers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection of foreclosure notices. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
The rich men smile while the children cough more. They sold our breath for a pipeline's black gold. Signed the death deals with hands ice cold. Now breathing's not a birthright. It's a battlefield map. Welcome to the front lines, where truth wears a gas mask. Breathing is now a political act. They weaponize the wind, now we're under attack. If you want your kids to run and laugh, better fight like hell for clean air back. This ain't just policy, it's a pact. You can breathe, or you can let them take that. Yeah, breathing is now a political act.
Back 36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, you know, we have to go back a few years to Afghanistan. You remember what the nickname of Afghanistan was?
Refresh my mind.
Graveyard of Empires.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
Graveyard of Empires. Okay, we
still
came out of Afghanistan. You see what it did to the Soviet Union, right?
Yep.
And it broke up. And we're somewhat going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, California would be our Ukraine. And, you know, it's just so much hypocrisy going on. How can you vote for a guy with 34 felonies? I mean, really think about that.
Yeah.
How can one person pull a lever or even run a guy who tried to kill our vice president? I mean, this is Afghanistan, the graveyard empire. That's what we're going through right now. So pray to God that we don't go through what the Soviet Union went through.
Yeah, I totally get
Thank
it, Gar. I think we are in the early stages of that. And if we don't stop it, we're going to end up where, and not the Soviet Union, but Russia, or Hungary, we're going to end up like those countries. You know, you've got Viktor Orban literally throwing people in jail for their Facebook posts, and you got Putin throwing people in jail for protesting in the streets. And now Trump's saying that if there are any protests, not violence, not vandalism, protests in Washington, D.C. during his birthday parade, he's going to meet them with a really heavy force, really heavy force. I mean, this
and
is
one more
how
thing
dictators
too.
Talk.
Vladimir Putin is moonwalking like Michael Jackson in his heyday.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. He's loving it. Thank you. Gabe in Pacerville, California. Hey, Gabe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Hey,
I just wanted to comment on a previous caller who called in about the FEMA camps. And I'm kind of glad that you called him on that, because that whole FEMA camp conspiracy thing, that they're really concentration camps, is just right-wing nonsense has gotten plenty of people down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And
to the point that Snopes and the Washington Post have both debunked him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's completely debunked.
But despite that, here we got Trump going to phase out of FEMA.
But he's building. He's hurricane. Building like six concentration camps, or he calls them private prisons, in the United States right now. That he says are just going to be to hold. Violent criminals, right? Like when Dachau was opened in March 11th, I think it was, of 1933, just 3 months after Hitler became chancellor. I've been to Dachau a couple of times. When Dachau was opened, it was opened as a prison camp for criminals. I mean, that was it. Criminals and illegal immigrants. That's why they opened Dachau. And we know where that ended up.
Exactly. The real camps that we have to worry about are the ones that he's building to enforce this new fascist policy of
and they're not going to be hidden. They're going to be quite proud of these things.
Yeah. And you know what? Out of this whole crisis that he's creating, a lot of these camps that will be created will be unaccountable to nobody, and who knows what will go on in there. I mean, I think we're on the precipice of another genocide, really. And if we just let this happen, that's what we'll.
I'm not so worried. I mean, there is a genocide going on right now in Israel, and there's something close to it going on in Ukraine. But I'm more concerned with democide. Which is the wanton destruction of democracy here in the United States.
Yeah, I agree. But with that false people's rights, and what's stopping Trump from building mass detention centers that really just become nothing but concentration camps for immigrants and where horrible crimes happen? How do we know that something such as women being sterilized wouldn't take place?
It happened during his last presidency.
Yeah, exactly. It's just part of with families being torn apart.
Yeah.
And, one of the questions I had last time when I called in, I said as a birthright citizen, but I had a question about, and it was during the Supreme Court rulings, was what would happen if you have a child who's born in this country to two parents from two different countries who are both undocumented and get swept up? And then they have to separate the family and send each parent back to their respected countries of origin. What would happen to that child in terms of having to make a decision about which family you have to go to? I mean, in terms of just tearing families apart, that's one of the least concerns. Parents being caught in these detention camps and torn away from families where nobody knows what's happening to them.
I completely agree, Gabe. The thing that blows my mind is that Barack Obama deported more people than Donald Trump. He did, in his first 4 years of Obama, he deported more people than Trump did in his first presidency, his 4 years. And in his first 3 months of his presidency, Obama deported more people than Trump has in the first 3 months of this year. And he did it with no fanfare. I mean, no cameras rolling, no fascist parades, none of this BS that Trump is doing. And the reason why is because he was only going after people who had committed crimes. I mean, it was very simple. Or stopping people at the border. I mean, which added to their numbers. But basically he had these things, these Morton memos, they were called, which all those people had due process. They had the right to go into a court and say, no, you can't, I'm not an illegal immigrant, or no, I didn't commit that crime. But they only went after criminals. Trump says he's going to only go after criminals, but that's not what he's doing. And I think that's why people are so pissed off. I get it. Gabe, thank you for the call. Spot on. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, you were talking like on the George Floyd deal. I was reading in the old notes on that where the mayor at the time sent a letter to Trump requesting a withdrawal of out-of-state National Guard troops from the district. But as D.C. is a federal territory, the federal government can request troops from other states, but the mayor has no control of their mobilization and that. And then she also wrote that additional unidentified units have added to the confusion by not wearing identifying insignia. And it was harder when some of them were asked. They reportedly declined what agencies they work for and everything. And
This was in 2020.
In D.C., Yeah, in D.C., though, that they're supposed to have identifying insignia is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, these federal police inflame demonstrators and adding to those grievances of their protesting for change.
We need a federal law that says the police shall always be identifiable.
Yeah, because they, and then the guard, though, they, those troops from those other states and everything, they were, they're still under, like, Title 32 control of the local authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some from South Carolina and National Guard troops from Utah National Guard. It was a special forces one. But they did have some active duty that were on hold across the river. There was an outfit from the 82nd Airborne and some MP units, one from Fort Bragg and then another from Fort Drum. But thankfully, we had, like, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy sent them back. There was, like, almost 1,600 troops. And then Trump was still, he was already musing about that by using that Insurrection Act and that back then. So thankfully, Esper and that was another.
Esper and Mark Milley said, no, you're not going to do this. And no, we're not going to shoot people in the legs.
If you recall, that's the one where they had that helicopter to disperse the troops and everything.
Illegally.
The people and that.
Yeah, I remember it well. Dave, thank you. Thank you for the call. Our memories are refreshed. 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Stick around. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is now officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm going to be stocking up on. I love their sleep gummies. And they make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you've been curious about trying CBD, now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP for up to 40% off. 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Steve in Oak Lawn, California. Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to say picture a hardworking, tax-paying Christian with strong family values. These so-called illegal aliens fit that description to a T.
Yeah, the vast majority of them, absolutely.
I don't get it. Why are we demonizing people who are actually paying taxes?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Because they have brown skin, Steve.
Well, all right. You're right about that.
I mean, let's just face it. The Republican base, the vast majority of the Republican base, are animated by racism more than anything else. And and frankly, it's been that way. I mean, it used to be the Democrats prior to the 1960s, but you know, it's been that way in the United States since our founding. And it's not unique to the United States either, by the way. These same kind of things are going on in countries all over the world, but it's all about race. And we, you know, the sooner we can acknowledge that and start calling it out, you know, and calling out Trump and Miller and these guys as just unrepentant, you know, boosters for racism, you know, evangelists for racism, you know, the better. Americans to understand what
right.
the hell's going on.
We had a chance to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yep.
With the first impeachment.
Yep.
The second impeachment.
Yep. And you can thank Mitch McConnell.
All those cases against him.
Yep. And you can thank Mitch McConnell for wimping out on us.
I know. And it's the Supreme Court, when they decided that as long as you're the president, you can do anything you want
right.
because you're the president.
I know. That was crazy, too. The Republicans have so corrupted our government. It's just nuts. Steve, thank you for the call. Spot on.
Caller in Vancouver, Washington, with 5062 is your last digits of your phone number. You want to give us your name and confirm whether or not you're from Vancouver?
Yes. I'm Anita, and I am from Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Anita. Thank you for calling.
And thank you. I had to suspend my listening for about an hour and a half. Did I miss Michael Mann?
Yeah, you did. He was on for about 15 minutes. Basically, okay, what he said was, you know, things are bad and they're getting worse and we've got to do something, but it's not too late.
Okay, the question that I had, I spoke to one of your screeners quite some time ago, and I'm pretty sure it was Michael Mann. Otherwise, it was a major heavy hitter who was on the talk show in Dallas, Texas when I was still living there. And Michael Mann said at that time that taking, if it was him, otherwise it was another really serious climate expert, said that flying was worse than driving private cars for the environment. And I was so, I had asked one of your screeners some months back, the next time he came on, if you could check and see if
I misremembered
that.
It's not true. When you're flying, at least on a commercial airplane, I mean, it might be true of private jets, but if you're on a commercial airplane, you're getting the equivalent of around 2 or 3 miles. No, that's not right. I shouldn't quote numbers here. I'm not certain of the numbers, but flying is far more efficient than driving.
I understood that it had something to do with where you're flying, that somehow being in the stratosphere was a problem. But if you get the chance the next time you talk to them...
Okay, I'll ask about it. I know that with rockets we've got a real problem because they're injecting, you know, those poisons way up and even above the atmosphere, into the ionosphere, above the stratosphere. But flying is far more efficient than driving, for sure. What can you do?
Thank you. I appreciate if you will ask the next time.
Thank you, Anita.
And thanks so much for all you do.
Sure. Good talking to you. James in Warren, Michigan. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey. Hi, Tom. I'm actually in Clinton Township, Michigan.
Okay, yeah. I'll fix that. So what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm going to be a patron, you know, in the next, today or tomorrow.
I will be
a patron.
Patron?
A patron.
Oh, you're going to support Free Speech TV?
Free Speech.
Yeah, good. Good on you.
Yeah, well, I've been watching you for, you know, a couple of years now. And I usually talk to your screeners first. I usually like talking to your screeners. I don't even ask to get on the show.
Yeah.
I like running bugs into people's ears.
Well, Mateo will be able to answer the phone again starting on Friday. you know, Lord willing, and the UPS.
Here's my little thing. I want to say real quick.
Okay.
Because I like putting bugs in people's ears. What I want to see is a good cartoon artist get on and have a blog or whatever the hell. And go back to the Neil and Bob. Neil and Bob from a leftist discussing between Neil and Bob. Neil looks just like J.D. Vance, and Bob looks just like Kennedy. And have them discuss issues in the cartoon.
Okay, got it, James. Thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. And that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag You're It. See you on Saturday, right? Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Legendary musician Brian Wilson has died. The Beach Boys defined summers in the 1960s with a string of hits.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Entertainment reporter Matt Wolf.
One of the architects of the California sound, he was considered one of the most influential pop musicians of the 20th century. But Brian Wilson started simple, singing with his brothers in their living room, then forming the Beach Boys in 1961.
He was an admitted perfectionist, and reporter Jim Taylor says he fought demons.
He drove himself nearly crazy into a deep depression and out of the band he created. Recorded for years as a solo artist, but never achieved the heights of his early genius.
Wilson's family posted the news of his death on a website. He was 82 years old, the last surviving of three musical brothers. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.